The Luminous 100, Transformational Leadership Development by Emmanuel Santa Anna. Luminous Prosperity. Voice, Emmanuel. Generated from the prompt, Transformational Leadership Development, Developing Leaders Who Transform Systems.
Contents.
1. Chapter titles are numbered sequentially from 1 to 7. 2. No additional content or explanations follow after the chapter list. 3. Chapter 3. 4. Chapter 4. 5. Chapter 5. 6. Chapter 6. 7. Chapter 7. Chapter 1. Clearing Apertures, Where Divine Play and Evolutionary Intelligence Meet. Tuning Fork. Original Haiku. River Dances. Over Smooth Stones Creating. Space for the Next Leap.
Attributed Quarter.
Play is the work of the universe unfolding. Citation needed. Parable, The Orchard Without the Gardener. Once, in a dense forest, there stood an ancient orchard where fruit trees grew without human intervention. The trees were tall and strong, their branches spreading wide to catch sunlight. Birds nested in their boughs, squirrels gathered nuts, and bees buzzed from flower to flower. One day, a wise traveler passed through the forest and marveled at the orchard. "How do you tend to these trees?" they asked the forest spirit who had been watching over it for centuries. The spirit smiled. "I do not tend them. They tend themselves. I only clear away the vines that would strangle them and let the sunlight reach the ground where new seeds can sprout." The traveler pondered this. "But what if a storm comes? What if disease takes root?" "Then," said the spirit, "we dance, not to control the storm or the disease, but to remember that we are part of the dance. The trees will bend with the wind. They know how to grow strong in difficult times." Years later, the traveler returned as a leader, charged with transforming a stagnant organization. They remembered the orchestra. "Okay, I am writing chapter one for this book about transformational leadership development. The chapter should be a complete whole on its own, but also fit within the broader structure of the book. It needs to follow a specific sequence and incorporate various elements like haiku, quotes, parables, definitions, questions, teaching content, aphorisms, exercises, and citations. First, I need to understand the key themes from the brief. 1. The center of the book is Lila, Divine Play, as the fun within evolutionary intelligence. 2. It's about healing as a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures, not an act of the self. 3. Every tradition is a mirror of what we already are. 4. The work is clearing apertures, from the place before form. The cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size, so it can be told as play. 5. Align with real complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, attractors. 6. Voice should be rigorous, architectural like Emmanuel Santa Anna, with warmth but humility. The chapter structure is quite detailed. 1. Tuning fork, original haiku plus profound quote. 2. Parable, story that carries the teaching without asserting it. 3. Structure and technique, simple, universal practices that scale over time. 4. Luminous definition, gold box definition of a key term. 5. Three appreciative questions, start, searing middle, end. 6. The body, actual teachings centered on Lila. 7. 7 7-second sentences, aphorisms. 8. Three exercises that build in strength over time. 9. Citations with citation needed, placeholders. Let me start brainstorming each section. 1. Tuning fork. Haiku should capture the essence of Lila / divine play. Maybe something about a river or dance. Quote could be from a spiritual leader, philosopher, or scientist who embodies complexity science. 2. Parable. Needs to illustrate the concept without stating it directly. Maybe about a tree growing in a forest, representing self-organization.
3. Structure et technique.
Simple practices that scale. Perhaps daily rituals of observation and play. Think about how these would work for leaders transforming systems. 4. Luminous definition. key term could be cleared aperture or maybe evolutionary intelligence. 5. Three appreciative questions. Start with something gentle, middle one should be challenging, and with something reflective. Example start. What is a small way you've experienced play in your work today? Middle. Searing how are you currently blocking the flow of evolutionary intelligence through your system? And what aperture needs clearing to bring more divine play into your leadership? 6. The body. Core teaching about Lila as divine play, healing as property of reality, etc. Should reference complexity science terms in a way that feels natural. 7. 7 7-second sentences. Aphorisms that capture key insights. Need to be very concise, about 7 words each. Examples. Play clears apertures effortlessly. Healing swims through cleared space. 8. Three exercises. Accessible. Maybe a simple observation practice. Deepening. Perhaps something more reflective or systemic. Advanced. Integrating complexity science concepts in leadership. 9. Citations. Need to mark where sources are needed, but not fabricated. Might need citations for complexity science terms and certain quotes. Let me start drafting each section with these thoughts in mind. 1. Tuning fork. Original haiku. River dances. Over smooth stones creating. Space for the next leap.
Attribute quote.
The universe is not only stranger than we imagine, it is stranger than we can imagine. JBS Haldane, though this is more about strangeness, maybe better to find one about play or self-organization. Wait, perhaps a better quote would be from a leader or thinker who embodies the concept of divine play and leadership. Maybe something from Rumi or a modern systems thinker. Alternative quote idea. Play is the highest form of human intelligence. Joseph Campbell, though I'm not sure if he said this exact thing, need to check or mark citation needed. But since we can't fabricate citations, perhaps better to use one that's verifiably attributed or mark where citation is needed. Let me think of a good one. Maybe from Heraclitus about play, paideia in Greek philosophy. Children, though, are the wisest, for they play without pretense. Heraclitus, fragment 129, citation needed. Verify attribution. But since we can't fabricate citations, perhaps better to use a more modern source that's clearly attributed or marked. Alternatively, maybe something from Stuart Kaufman about complexity. Order and complexity emerge at the edge of chaos. Stuart Kaufman, though this is more about order than play, perhaps better to find something about play in systems. Maybe from Jane Goodall or someone who talks about play in nature. For now, I'll use a placeholder with citation needed.
Attributet quote.
Play is the work of the universe unfolding. Citation needed. Verify attribution. 2. Parable. Let me think of a story that shows leadership through divine play without stating it directly. Title idea. The Orchard Without the Gardener. Once, in a dense forest, there stood an ancient orchard where fruit trees grew without human intervention. The trees were tall and strong, their branches spreading wide to catch sunlight. Birds nested in their boughs, squirrels gathered nuts, and bees buzzed from flower to flower. One day, a wise traveler passed through the forest and marveled at the orchard. "How do you tend to these trees?" they asked the forest spirit who had been watching over it for centuries. The spirit smiled. "I do not tend them. They tend themselves. I only clear away the vines that would strangle them and let the sunlight reach the ground where new seeds can sprout." The traveler pondered this. "But what if a storm comes? What if disease takes root?" "Then," said the spirit, "we dance. Not to control the storm or the disease, but to remember that we are part of the dance. The trees will bend with the wind. They know how to grow strong in difficult times." Years later, the traveler returned as a leader, charged with transforming a stagnant organization. They remembered the orchard and decided not to impose rigid structures or constant oversight. Instead, they created spaces for play, workshops where people could explore ideas without fear of failure, rituals that celebrated both achievements and mistakes. Over time, the organization transformed, not because of top-down directives, but because its members had learned to move with grace, like trees in a storm, adapting and growing through the play of creation.
3. Structure et technique.
Simple, universal practices that scale. Daily aperture clearing, 5 minutes. Begin each workday by sitting quietly for 5 minutes. Ask, where am I unconsciously blocking the flow of creativity or connection in this system? Write down one small action to clear that blockage, e.g., delegating a task, having an open conversation. Playful prototyping, 30 minutes, weekly. Dedicate time each week to experiment with new ways of working without attachment to outcomes. Example, try a yes day, where team members say yes to reasonable requests from others in the system. Systemic dance, monthly. Gather the leadership team to move through a structured improvisation exercise that maps organizational challenges onto physical movements. Reflect afterward on how patterns emerged and what was learned. These practices scale because they can be applied at individual, team, or systemic levels without losing their essence. 4. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Evolutionary intelligence, the capacity of a system, whether an organism, organization, or ecosystem, to adapt, innovate, and self-organize in response to internal and external changes, guided by the playful exploration of possibilities rather than rigid planning. 5. Three appreciative questions. 1. Start. Where have you experienced surprise or delight in your leadership today? How might that be a signpost for deeper evolutionary intelligence at work? 2. Middle searing. What story are you currently telling yourself about why transformation is hard, and how does that story keep you from seeing the play already happening around you? 3. End. If you were to clear one aperture this week, what would you see on the other side that has been waiting to emerge? 6. The body. The teaching, Lila as divine play. At the heart of transformational leadership is not strategy, charisma, or vision. It is Lila, the divine play that underlies all evolutionary intelligence. This is not whimsy. It is the serious work of reality itself, moving through systems when apertures are cleared. Healing as a property of reality. Healing is not something leaders do to a system. It is what happens through a system when blockages, whether psychological, structural, or energetic, are removed. Like water finding its level, evolutionary intelligence flows where it meets the least resistance, creating order from chaos without force. Traditions as mirrors. Every tradition, from ancient shamanic practices to modern complexity science, reflects what we already know in our bones, that the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size when viewed from the place before form. Leaders who align with this truth do not impose meaning. They play with it, allowing systems to self-organize around new possibilities. The work of clearing apertures. The work is not about becoming a better leader, though that may happen. It is about clearing the apertures, those spaces where resistance meets opportunity. From this vantage point, leadership becomes a dance, part serious, part playful, always in motion. Here, self-organization emerges naturally, like dissipative structures forming at the edge of chaos. Complexity science as compass. Terms like autopoiesis, self-creation, attractors, stable patterns that emerge without control, and dissipative structures, systems that maintain order through energy exchange, are not just scientific metaphors. They describe the very mechanisms by which Lila operates. Leaders who understand these principles do not need to manage complexity. They learn to move with it, like a surfer riding a wave. 7 second sentences. 1. Play clears apertures effortlessly. 2. Healing swims through cleared space. 3. Lila is the dance before form. 4. Leaders who play lead deeply. 5. Blockages are not problems, they're maps. 6. Evolutionary intelligence loves edges. 7. The cosmic and ridiculous meet in play. 8. Three exercises. 1. Accessible. The breath of play daily. Practice. For 1 minute, Breathe deeply while imagining your breath is clearing a small aperture in front of you, like opening a window to let light in. Reflection. Where in your work or life do you feel most unblocked? What does that feel like? 2. Deepening. The Systemic Haiku Weekly. Practice. Write a haiku about a challenge in your system, focusing on the movement or energy behind it rather than its static form. Example. Storm clouds gather, but roots twist deep. Which way will we grow? Reflection. How does this shift your perception of the problem? What new possibility emerges? 3. Advanced. The Lila Mapping Exercise, Monthly.
Practice.
A. Draw a simple diagram of a system you're leading, e.g., an organization, team, or project. B. Identify 3 blockages, resistances, tensions, or stuck points, using symbols like dams, knots, or dark clouds. C. For each blockage, ask, what would happen if this were not here? Redraw the system with that aperture cleared. Reflection. What patterns emerge when you remove these blockages? How does the system's evolutionary intelligence reveal itself? 9. Citations. Citation needed. Verify attribution for the quote about play being the work of the universe. Citation needed. Verify Heraclitus fragment or find a better attributed quote about play. Terms like autopoiesis, dissipative structures, and attractors should ideally link to sources like Maturana and Varela, autopoiesis, Ilya Prigogine, dissipative structures, or Stuart Kaufman attractors. Need to add these in the final version. The concept of cleared apertures may need theoretical grounding, perhaps from non-duality or systems theory. Now, let me assemble this into a cohesive chapter. I'll start with the title and then follow the structure. Chapter 1. Clearing Apertures, Where Divine Play and Evolutionary Intelligence Meet. Chapter 1. Clearing Apertures, Where Divine Play and Evolutionary Intelligence Meet. Tuning Fork. Original Haiku. River Dances. Over Smooth Stones Creating. Space for the Next Leap.
Attributet Quote.
Play is the work of the universe unfolding. Citation needed. Parable. The Orchard Without the Gardener. Once, in a dense forest, there stood an ancient orchard where fruit trees grew without human intervention. The trees were tall and strong, their branches spreading wide to catch sunlight. Birds nested in their boughs, squirrels gathered nuts, and bees buzzed from flower to flower. One day, a wise traveler passed through the forest and marveled at the orchard. "How do you tend to these trees?" they asked the forest spirit who had been watching over it for centuries. The spirit smiled. "I do not tend them. They tend themselves. I only clear away the vines that would strangle them and let the sunlight reach the ground where new seeds can sprout." The traveler pondered this. "But what if a storm comes? What if disease takes root?" "Then," said the spirit, "we dance. Not to control the storm or the disease, but to remember that we are part of the dance. The trees will bend with the wind. They know how to grow strong in difficult times." Years later, the traveler returned as a leader, charged with transforming a stagnant organization. They remembered the orchard and decided not to impose rigid structures or constant oversight. Instead, they created spaces for play, workshops where people could explore ideas without fear of failure, rituals that celebrated both achievements and mistakes. Over time, the organization transformed, not because of top-down directives, but because its members had learned to move with grace, like trees in a storm, adapting and growing through the play of creation. Structure and technique. Practices that scale. 1. Daily aperture clearing, 5 minutes. Begin each workday by sitting quietly for 5 minutes. Ask, where am I unconsciously blocking the flow of creativity or connection in this system? Write down one small action to clear that blockage, e.g., delegating a task, having an open conversation. 2. Playful prototyping, 30 minutes, weekly. Dedicate time each week to experiment with new ways of working without attachment to outcomes. Example, try a yes day, where team members say yes to reasonable requests from others in the system. 3. Systemic dance monthly. Gather the leadership team to move through a structured improvisation exercise that maps organizational challenges onto physical movements. Reflect afterward on how patterns emerged and what was learned. These practices scale because they can be applied at individual, team, or systemic levels without losing their essence. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Evolutionary intelligence, the capacity of a system, whether an organism, organization, or ecosystem, to adapt, innovate, and self-organize in response to internal and external changes, guided by the playful exploration of possibilities rather than rigid planning. 3 appreciative questions. 1 start. Where have you experienced surprise or delight in your leadership today? How might that be a signpost for deeper evolutionary intelligence at work? 2. Middle searing. What story are you currently telling yourself about why transformation is hard, and how does that story keep you from seeing the play already happening around you? 3. End. If you were to clear one aperture this week, what would you see on the other side that has been waiting to emerge? The body, Lila as divine play. At the heart of transformational leadership is not strategy, charisma, or vision. It is Lila, the divine play that underlies all evolutionary intelligence. This is not whimsy. It is the serious work of reality itself, moving through systems when apertures are cleared. Healing as a property of reality. Healing is not something leaders do to a system. It is what happens through a system when blockages, whether psychological, structural, or energetic, are removed. Like water finding its level, evolutionary intelligence flows where it meets the least resistance, creating order from chaos without force. Traditions as mirrors. Every tradition, from ancient shamanic practices to modern complexity science, reflects what we already know in our bones, that the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size when viewed from the place before form. Leaders who align with this truth do not impose meaning. They play with it, allowing systems to self-organize around new possibilities. The work of clearing apertures. The work is not about becoming a better leader, though that may happen. It is about clearing the apertures, those spaces where resistance meets opportunity. From this vantage point, leadership becomes a dance, part serious, part playful, always in motion. Here, self-organization emerges naturally, like dissipative structures forming at the edge of chaos. Complexity science as compass. Terms like autopoiesis, self-creation, citation needed, Maturana and Varela, attractors, stable patterns that emerge without control, citation needed, Stuart Kaufman and dissipative structures, systems that maintain order through energy exchange, citation needed, Ilya Prigogine, are not just scientific metaphors. They describe the very mechanisms by which Lila operates. Leaders who understand these principles do not need to manage complexity. They learn to move with it, like a surfer riding a wave. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Play clears apertures effortlessly. 2. Healing swims through cleared space. 3. Lila is the dance before form. 4. Leaders who play lead deeply. 5. Blockages are not problems, they're maps. 6. Evolutionary intelligence loves edges. 7. The cosmic and ridiculous meet in play. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible. The breath of play daily. Practice. For 1 minute, breathe deeply while imagining your breath is clearing a small aperture in front of you, like opening a window to let light in. Reflection. Where in your work or life do you feel most unblocked? What does that feel like? 2. Deepening. The systemic haiku weekly. Practice. Write a haiku about a challenge in your system, focusing on the movement or energy behind it rather than its static form.
Example.
Storm clouds gather, but roots twist deep. Which way will we grow? Reflection. How does this shift your perception of the problem? What new possibility emerges? 3. Advanced. The Lila mapping exercise monthly. Practice. A. Draw a simple diagram of a system you're leading, e.g., an organization, team, or project. B. Identify three blockages, resistances, tensions, or stuck points using symbols like dams, knots, or dark clouds. C. For each blockage, ask, what would happen if this were not here? Redraw the system with that aperture cleared. Reflection. What patterns emerge when you remove these blockages? How does the system's evolutionary intelligence reveal itself? Citations. Citation needed. Verify attribution for the quote about play being the work of the universe. Citation needed. Verify Heraclitus fragment or find a better attributed quote about play if used elsewhere.
Autopoésie, Maturana, H. et Varola, F. 1980.
Autopoiesis and cognition, the realization of the living. Dissipative structures, Prigogine, I, and Stenga's I, 1984. Order out of chaos. Attractors, Kaufman, S, 1993. The origins of order, self-organization, and selection in evolution. Now, let me review this to ensure it meets all requirements. 1. It starts with a haiku and quote. 2. Includes a parable that teaches without asserting. 3. Has simple, universal practices that scale daily, weekly, monthly. 4. Contains a luminous definition of evolutionary intelligence. 5. Three appreciative questions, start, searing middle, end. 6. The body centers on Lila with rigorous yet warm language. 7. Seven seven-second sentences as aphorisms. 8. Three exercises that build in strength, accessible dash, deepening dash, advanced. 9. Citations are marked where needed. I think this fits the structure well. I'll now format it properly with markdown headings and ensure it flows logically. Let me make a few tweaks for flow and clarity, especially around the concept of Lila and its connection to leadership development. No additional content or explanations follow after the chapter list. Tuning fork. River dances, bends, carves canyons with laughter. Earth remembers play. A system is not the sum of its parts, but the pattern that emerges from their dance. Citation needed. Santa Ana or similar. Parable. The improvising orchestra. In a grand symphony hall, the conductor stood motionless, baton raised. The first violinist, restless, began to improvise, weaving notes that had never been played before. At first, it was hesitant, a single thread of rebellion against the score. But then, the second violinist, drawn by the rhythm, joined in kind. Soon, the entire orchestra found itself not playing the sheet music, but responding to the moment, to each other, to something beyond the notes. The conductor, instead of stopping them, began to move with the music, shaping it without controlling it. The result was not chaos, nor was it the original composition. It was something new, alive, and wholly theirs. The audience, too, found themselves part of this dance, breathing in time with the unexpected harmony. Structure and technique. Practices that scale. 1. The aperture practice. Begin each decision-making process by asking, where is the aperture? Where can we open to the unexpected? This simple question shifts focus from control to possibility. 2. Playful prototyping. Encourage rapid, low-stakes experimentation in systems you influence. Allow ideas to emerge and evolve without immediate judgment or attachment to outcomes. 3. Systemic breathing. Pause regularly to observe how your actions ripple through the system. Notice where tension or resistance arises, not to fix it, but to sense its rhythm. Luminous definition, Lila. Luminous definition, Lila, divine play. Lila, Sanskrit for game or sport, refers to the inherent, creative energy of the universe expressed through playful interaction. It is the spontaneous, non-linear movement that underlies evolution, learning, and system transformation. Unlike mere randomness, Lila is intelligent play. It knows how to adapt, innovate, and align with emergent possibilities without force or coercion. Appreciative questions. 1. Start. Where in your life or work do you already experience moments of play, where curiosity and exploration feel more important than outcomes. 2. Middle, searing. What would happen if you stopped trying to control the system you influence and instead allowed yourself to dance with its rhythms, even when it feels uncertain or painful? 3. End. How might your leadership shift if you saw every challenge as an invitation to play rather than a problem to solve? The body, Lila as the mechanism of transformation. Lila is not a metaphor. It is the water in which all systems swim. It is the third factor in emergent complexity, the playful intelligence that guides self-organizing systems toward wholeness without the need for top-down direction. Traditional leadership often focuses on vision and strategy, two dimensions of complexity, but misses Lila, the dimension where structure dissolves into dance. Healing, transformation, and innovation are not acts of will or even wisdom. They are properties of reality that emerge when apertures are cleared, the spaces where the system can breathe, adapt, and play. This is why every tradition, from mysticism to modern complexity science, points to the same truth. The leader's role is not to shape the system, but to tend its edges, opening apertures where Lila can flow. Evolutionary intelligence, what people call the law of attraction, is not about manifesting desires, but about aligning with the natural rhythms of systems. When a leader plays, the system responds not out of obligation, but out of resonance. This is transformational leadership, not leading people, but leading systems to lead themselves. Chapter 3. Tuning Fork. Haiku. Spring's first tender green. The earth remembers its own dance. Leaders bloom unseen.
Good.
Play is the highest form of wisdom. Heraclitus, citation needed. Verify attribution or replace with a more fitting quote. Parable. The gardener and the orchid. A gardener tended to a garden not for beauty alone, but because she knew the orchid's bloom was a message from the earth itself. One day, a visitor scoffed, "Why waste time on such trivial things?" But the gardener replied, "The orchid does not bloom for me. It blooms because it is what it is." And that, the visitor realized, was the secret. Leadership was not about guiding, but about aligning with what already wanted to grow.
Structure et technique.
Practices that scale with Lila. 1. Daily micro-alignments. Spend 60 seconds each morning asking, "Where can I play fully today without agenda?" Note moments when you feel most creative or aligned. These are apertures clearing naturally. 2. Systemic play mapping. Draw a simple diagram of any system you influence, a team, an organization, a community. Mark where your actions intersect with others and observe how play emerges spontaneously. Over time, this trains your attention to see Lila in motion. 3. Lila breathing. Inhale deeply for 4 counts. Exhale for 6. On the exhale, imagine releasing control. On the inhale, receive what wants to emerge. Do this for 2 minutes before meetings or decision-making moments. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Lila, divine play. The spontaneous, intelligent movement of reality when apertures, spaces of possibility, are cleared. It is not an act of will, but a participation in the self-organizing dance of the universe. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. What is one small way you can play more fully today without agenda? 2. Searing middle. Where in your life or work are you trying to control what only Lila can create? 3. End. How might your leadership shift if you saw it not as guiding but as co-creating with the system? The body, leading through the apertures of Lila. Healing is a property of reality, like gravity or magnetism. It moves through cleared apertures, not an act of the self. Every tradition, from quantum physics to ancient mysticism, is a mirror of what we already are, systems that organize around attractors, whether they're called divine will, emergent order, or simply what works. Lila is the fun within evolutionary intelligence, the third factor in emergent systems, the first two being chaos and order. It is the real mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction. But unlike pop psychology's version, Lila does not reward wishful thinking. It rewards alignment with the natural movement of things, like a surfer riding a wave that was always there. The mechanism of play. In complexity science, we see how systems self-organize around attractors, stable states that pull the system toward coherence without forcing it one. Lila is the playful dance before the attractor stabilizes. It's the improvisation within structure. Leaders who master this do not lead so much as they clear apertures for Lila to flow through them. This is why every tradition is a mirror, whether you call it karma, synchronicity, or systemic intelligence, the phenomenon is. Chapter 4.
Tuning Fork.
Haiku. Water carves the stone. Not with force, but with patience. Play shapes the mountain.
Good.
The universe is like a child at play, turning over the dice. Citation needed. Heraclitus quote. Parable, the gardener's dance. Once, in a lush valley, there was a garden tended by a gardener named Aya. The garden thrived under her care, but one day, a blight spread through its roots. Aya tried every method she knew, pruning with precision, spraying remedies, even uprooting entire sections, but the blight persisted, spreading faster than she could cut it. One evening, as she sat by the fire, an old woman appeared, watching her work. "You labor like a woman possessed," the old woman said. Aya, weary and frustrated, snapped, "The garden is dying, and I cannot save it." The old woman smiled. "Then perhaps you are not saving it. Perhaps you are trying to control it." She gestured to the garden, now bathed in twilight. "Watch." The next morning, Aya returned to find the old woman dancing among the rows of plants, not with purpose, but with joy, her movements fluid and unhurried. The blight had receded where she danced, but not because she fought it. It was as if the very air around her carried a vitality that the blight could not touch. Aya hesitated, then began to move to music, not thinking, just feeling. The soil seemed. Okay, I am writing chapter 4 for a book titled Transformational Leadership Development, Developing Leaders Who Transform Systems. The chapter is called simply chapter 4, but it needs to be a complete holon that stands alone while also fitting into the larger book. The chapter should follow a specific structure with several movements. Let me break this down. 1. Tuning fork, a haiku, and a profound quote. The haiku should be original, life-uplifting, and fit the theme of transformational leadership and evolutionary intelligence. The quote should be attributed to someone profound, likely related to the topics of complexity science or transformational leadership. 2. Parable, a story that carries the teaching without asserting it directly. It should be metaphorical, yet clear enough to convey the essence of Lila, divine play, and its role in evolutionary intelligence. 3. Structure and technique. Simple, universal practices that scale over time. These should be actionable steps or techniques for leaders to align with real complexity science. 4. Luminous definition. A concise definition of a key term, like Lila, in a gold box format. 5. 3 appreciative questions. One at the start, one searing in the middle, and one at the end to provoke thought or reflection. 6. The body. The core teaching centered on Lila, using concepts like self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, attractors, and aligning with real complexity science. 7. 7 7-second sentences, 7 aphorisms or pithy statements that encapsulate the chapter's essence. 8. 3 exercises. 1 accessible, beginner-friendly. 1 deepening, intermediate. 1 advanced, for experienced leaders. 9. Citations, real sources where possible, with placeholders for claims needing citations later. Let me start drafting this step by step. 1. Tuning fork. Haiku. I think about a haiku that captures the essence of transformational leadership and Lila, divine play. Maybe something about water flowing or a river carving its path, symbolizing how systems evolve naturally. Asterisk. Water carves the stone. Not with force, but with patience. Play shapes the mountain. Asterisk.
What?
I recall that Heraclitus said something about playing children and the universe. Let me check my memory. The universe is like a child at play, turning over the dice. That seems fitting for Lila. Attributed quote. The universe is like a child at play, turning over the dice. Heraclitus. But I need to verify if this is an accurate attribution. It's often paraphrased, but sometimes attributed to Heraclitus. For now, I'll note that a citation may be needed later. 2. Parable. I need a parable about Lila and evolutionary intelligence. Perhaps a story about a leader who learns to play with the system rather than force it. Title, The Gardener's Dance. Once, in a lush valley, there was a garden tended by a gardener named Aya. The garden thrived under her care, but one day, a blight spread through its roots. Aya tried every method she knew, pruning with precision, spraying remedies, even uprooting entire sections, but the blight persisted, spreading faster than she could cut it. One evening, as she sat by the fire, an old woman appeared, watching her work. "You labor like a woman possessed," the old woman said. Aya, weary and frustrated, snapped. "The garden is dying, and I cannot save it." The old woman smiled. "Then perhaps you are not saving it. Perhaps you are trying to control it." She gestured to the garden, now bathed in twilight. "Watch." The next morning, Aya returned to find the old woman dancing among the rows of plants, not with purpose, but with joy, her movements fluid and unhurried. The blight had receded where she danced, but not because she fought it. It was as if the very air around her carried a vitality that the blight could not touch. Aya hesitated, then began to move to music, not thinking, just feeling. The soil seemed lighter beneath her feet, and the plants responded, their leaves unfurling toward her steps. She laughed, surprised, as the blight shrank further. By sunset, only a few patches remained, and those too faded by dawn. The old woman was gone when Aya returned to the fire that night. "You see," she left written in the dirt, "the garden is not yours to control. It is yours to play with." Aya never forgot that lesson. She learned to tend her garden with curiosity, not command, to move with the rhythm of growth, not against it. And the garden flourished as it never had before.
Trois structures et techniques.
I need simple, universal practices that scale over time for leaders to align with complexity science. Maybe something like observation without judgment. Practice noticing patterns in systems without labeling them, good/bad, right/wrong. Resonant engagement. Engage with the system, team, organization, with a sense of playfulness and curiosity. Iterative experimentation. Small, frequent actions to test responses rather than grand plans. But I need to phrase this more elegantly. Perhaps. Structure and technique. Practices for aligning with Lila. 1. The pause of play. Before acting, pause for 7 seconds. Ask, what would playful intelligence suggest here? 2. Resonant mapping. Sketch the system's visible and invisible connections, e.g., power dynamics, hidden rules, as if drawing a constellation. No judgment, just observation. 3. Dissipative steps. Take one small, low-stakes action per day to test how the system responds. Let go of attachment to outcomes. These are inspired by complexity science concepts like dissipative structures, where systems organize through energy exchange, and autopoiesis, self-organization. 4. Luminous definition. A gold box definition for Lila. Luminous definition, Lila meaning Lila. The divine play inherent in all evolutionary systems, where intelligence emerges not from control, but from the fluid, self-organizing movement of form. It is the dance between order and chaos, where leaders do not direct, but resonate. 5. 3 appreciative questions. Start. Where in your life or work have you seen complexity yield to play, rather than force?
Middle searing.
What are you controlling that the system is already teaching you to release? And how might you begin to move with Lila this week? Just one step, without agenda? 6. The body. the actual teaching. This is the core of the chapter, centered on Lila as the fun within evolutionary intelligence. It should connect to complexity science and transformational leadership. Title, Lila, The Fun Within Evolutionary Intelligence. Leadership is often framed as a battle against entropy, against resistance, against the inevitable friction of systems. But what if transformation is not something leaders impose, but something they play into? What if the real work is not control, but resonance? At the heart of emergent systems lies Lila, the divine play that animates all self-organizing complexity. It is the third factor in evolutionary intelligence after information and energy, the mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction. Lila is not about manifesting desires through willpower. It is about aligning with the intrinsic dynamics of systems, where dissipative structures form, where autopoiesis generates new forms, and where attractors pull systems into coherence without force. Healing, growth, and transformation are properties of reality that move through cleared apertures, not acts of the self. Every tradition, every wisdom path, is a mirror reflecting what we already are, beings embedded in playful intelligence. The work of leadership, then, is not about mastering systems, but clearing apertures, spaces where Lila can move unimpeded. From the place before form, the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size. This is why it can be told as play. When leaders align with real complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, they stop trying to steer the ship and start dancing on the deck, trusting the currents beneath them. This does not mean abdicating responsibility. It means leading from the edge of chaos, where small perturbations, your actions, can have disproportionate effects because they resonate with the system's deeper intelligence. It is the difference between a conductor forcing an orchestra to play in unison and a musician who listens so deeply to the music that their movements feel like part of it. Transformational leaders do not develop followers. They develop systems. They learn to see themselves as nodes in larger networks, not as centers. Their power comes not from authority, but from luminous agency, the ability to act without ego, to intervene without attachment, and to play without losing sight of the score. 7 7-7-second sentences. These should be pithy, memorable, and encapsulate key ideas. 1. Lila is not whimsy. It is the physics of emergence. 2. Leaders who play lose control. Systems that play gain coherence. 3. Healing moves through cleared apertures, not self-effort. 4. The cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size when seen from before form. 5. Transformational leadership is dancing on the deck of a moving ship. 6. Small perturbations in resonance shift entire systems. 7. You are not here to control evolution. You are here to play with it. 8. Three exercises. Accessible. The 7-second pause. Before making a decision or reacting, pause for 7 seconds. Ask, what would playful intelligence suggest here? Reflect on how your body feels during the pause, e.g., lighter, more curious. Why it works. This small act interrupts habitual control and opens space for Lila to move.
Deepening.
Resonant mapping. Draw a system you are part of, e.g., team, organization, as a constellation. Use stars to represent key players or elements. Connect them with lines that show visible and invisible relationships, e.g., power, trust, resistance. Spend 10 minutes observing the map without adding or removing anything. Let your attention drift like water over stones. Ask, where does this system feel alive to me? Where does it feel stuck? Why it works. This exercise trains you to see systems as dynamic, not static, and helps identify where apertures, opportunities for Lila, are forming or blocking. Advanced. Dissipative leadership walk. Choose a system you influence, e.g., a project team, community group. For 1 week, take one small, low-stakes action per day that tests the system's response. Example. In a team meeting, instead of proposing solutions, ask a question that shifts focus to collective intelligence. Another example, in a conflict, pause and invite silence before responding. Track your actions and the system's responses, e.g., energy shift, unexpected outcomes. Reflect on where your interventions felt like play versus control. Why it works. This exercise embodies the principle of dissipative structures, small inputs that let the system organize itself in new ways. 9. Citations. I need to mark places where citations are needed. For example, the quote attributed to Heraclitus may not be exact. I'll note citation needed. Heraclitus quote for now. References to complexity science, e.g., dissipative structures, autopoiesis, should cite sources like Prigogine, Maturana, and Varela, or other key figures in the field. I'll add placeholders. Citation needed. Dissipative structures. Citation needed. Autopoiesis. The concept of luminous agency might need sourcing if it's not original to this book. Citation needed. Luminous agency. For the law of attraction connection, I'll note. Citation needed. Lila as third factor in evolutionary intelligence. Now, let me assemble all these elements into a cohesive chapter. I'll start with a chapter title and then follow the movements sequentially. Chapter 4. Tuning Fork. Haiku. Water carves the stone. Not with force, but with patience. Play shapes the mountain.
Guok.
The universe is like a child at play, turning over the dice. Citation needed. Heraclitus quote. Parable. The Gardener's Dance. Once in a lush valley, there was a garden tended by a gardener named Aya. The garden thrived under her care, but one day, a blight spread through its roots. Aya tried every method she knew, pruning with precision, spraying remedies, even uprooting entire sections, but the blight persisted, spreading faster than she could cut it. One evening, as she sat by the fire, an old woman appeared, watching her work. "You labor like a woman possessed," the old woman said. Aya, weary and frustrated, snapped. "The garden is dying, and I cannot save it." The old woman smiled. "Then perhaps you are not saving it. Perhaps you are trying to control it." She gestured to the garden, now bathed in twilight. "Watch." The next morning, Aya returned to find the old woman dancing among the rows of plants, not with purpose, but with joy, her movements fluid and unhurried. The blight had receded where she danced, but not because she fought it. It was as if the very air around her carried a vitality that the blight could not touch. Aya hesitated, then began to move to music, not thinking, just feeling. The soil seemed lighter beneath her feet, and the plants responded, their leaves unfurling toward her steps. She laughed, surprised, as the blight shrank further. By sunset, only a few patches remained, and those too faded by dawn. The old woman was gone when Aya returned to the fire that night. "You see," she left written in the dirt, "the garden is not yours to control. It is yours to play with." Aya never forgot that lesson. She learned to tend her garden with curiosity, not command, to move with the rhythm of growth, not against it. And the garden flourished as it never had before. Structure and technique. Practices for aligning with Lila. 1. The pause of play. Before acting, pause for 7 seconds. Ask, what would playful intelligence suggest here? Purpose. Interrupts habitual control and open space for Lila. 2. Resonant mapping. Sketch a system, team, organization, as a constellation of connections, visible and invisible. Observe without judgment for 10 minutes. Ask, where does this system feel alive? Where stuck? Purpose. Trains perception to see systems dynamically. 3. Dissipative steps. Take one small, low-stakes action daily to test the system's response. Track actions and outcomes without attachment. Purpose. Embodies dissipative structures. Lets the system organize itself. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Lila meaning Lila. The divine play inherent in all evolutionary systems, where intelligence emerges not from control, but from the fluid, self-organizing movement of form. It is the dance between order and chaos, where leaders do not direct, but resonate. Three appreciative questions. One start. Where in your life or work have you seen complexity yield to play rather than force? Two, middle searing. What are you controlling that the system is already teaching you to release? Three, end. How might you begin to move with Lila this week? Just one step, without agenda? The body, Lila, the fun within evolutionary intelligence. Leadership is often framed as a battle against entropy, against resistance, against the inevitable friction of systems. But what if transformation is not something leaders impose, but something they play into? What if the real work is not control, but resonance? At the heart of emergent systems lies Lila, the divine play that animates all self-organizing complexity. It is the third factor in evolutionary intelligence after information and energy, the mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction. Citation needed. Lila as third factor in evolutionary intelligence. Lila is not about manifesting desires through willpower. It is about aligning with the intrinsic dynamics of systems, where dissipative structures form, where autopoiesis generates new forms, and where attractors pull systems into coherence without force. Citation needed. Dissipative structures. Citation needed. Autopoiesis. Healing, growth, and transformation are properties of reality that move through cleared apertures, not acts of the self. Every tradition, every wisdom path, is a mirror reflecting what we already are, beings embedded in playful intelligence. The work of leadership, then, is not about mastering systems, but clearing apertures, spaces where Lila can move unimpeded. From the place before form, the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size. This is why it can be told as play. When leaders align with real complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, they stop trying to steer the ship and start dancing on the deck, trusting the currents beneath them. This does not mean abdicating responsibility. It means leading from the edge of chaos, where small perturbations, your actions, can have disproportionate effects because they resonate with the system's deeper intelligence. It is the difference between a conductor forcing an orchestra to play in unison and a musician who listens so deeply to the music that their movements feel like part of it. Transformational leaders do not develop followers. They develop systems. They learn to see themselves as nodes in larger networks, not as centers. Their power comes not from authority, but from luminous agency, the ability to act without ego, to intervene without attachment, and to play without losing sight of the score. Citation needed. Luminous agency. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Lila is not whimsy. It is the physics of emergence. 2. Leaders who play lose control. Systems that play gain coherence. 3. Healing moves through cleared apertures, not self-effort. 4. The cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size when seen from before form. 5. Transformational leadership is dancing on the deck of a moving ship. 6. Small perturbations in resonance shift entire systems. 7. You are not here to control evolution. You are here to play with it. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible. The 7-second pause. Before making a decision or reacting, pause for 7 seconds. Ask, what would playful intelligence suggest here? Reflect on how your body feels during the pause, e.g., lighter, more curious. Why it works. Interrupts habitual control and opens space for Lila. 2. Deepening, resonant mapping. Draw a system you are part of, e.g., team, organization, as a constellation. Use stars to represent key players or elements. Connect them with lines that show visible and invisible relationships, e.g., power, trust, resistance. Spend 10 minutes observing the map without adding or removing anything. Let your attention drift like water over stones. Ask, where does this system feel alive to me? Where does it feel stuck? Why it works trains you to see systems as dynamic and helps identify apertures for Lila. 3. Advanced, dissipative leadership walk. Choose a system you influence, e.g., a project team, community group. For 1 week, take one small, low-stakes action per day that tests the system's response. Example, in a team meeting, ask a question that shifts focus to collective intelligence. Another example, in a conflict, pause and invite silence before responding. Track your actions and the system's responses, e.g., energy shift, unexpected outcomes. Reflect on where your interventions felt like play versus control. Why it works, embodying dissipative structures, small inputs that let the system organize itself in new ways. Citations. Citation needed. Heraclitus quote. Verify the exact attribution of this quote to Heraclitus or confirm if it's a paraphrase. Citation needed. Dissipative structures. Likely from Ilya Prigogine's work on thermodynamics and self-organization in systems, e.g., from being to becoming. Citation needed. Autopoiesis. From Umberto Maturana and Francisco Varela's theory of autopoiesis, the tree of knowledge. Citation needed. Lila as third factor in evolutionary intelligence. This is a unique claim. May need to reference systems theory or complexity science literature that discusses energy, information, and play/intelligence. Citation needed. Luminous agency. If this term is original to the book, note that it needs definition or sourcing if used elsewhere in the field. This chapter stands alone as a holon, but also fits into the larger book on transformational leadership. It integrates the themes of Lila, divine play, complexity science, and transformational leadership while providing actionable practices and reflective questions. The structure follows the specified movements while maintaining coherence and depth. Chapter 5. Tuning Fork. Haiku. Water dances lightly, reflecting sky and earth below. Play weaves the unseen.
What?
Play is the realm where the possible becomes actual. Parable. The river's dance. A young leader stood at the edge of a river, watching its flow. How do you move toward your destination with such ease? They asked. The river did not answer in words. Instead, it showed them its path, how it swirled around stones, how it deepened where the earth was soft, how it sang as it tumbled over falls. It played with the land, shaping itself and being shaped in return. The leader watched for days. They saw how the river did not resist obstacles, but flowed around them, creating new paths. They learned that play was not frivolity, but a deep intelligence, a way of navigating complexity without force. When they finally spoke, it was to themselves. I've been trying to lead with rigidity. Perhaps I should dance instead.
Structure et technique.
Lila invites us to engage with systems in three scalable practices. 1. Playful mapping, beginner. Action. Draw your system, e.g., team or organization, as a landscape, using colors and textures to represent different elements. Reflection. Identify swirls or eddies, where patterns naturally emerge. 2. Resonance reflections, intermediate. Action. Weekly reflections on where you are playing fully and where you feel stuck. Prompt. If my system were a living organism, how would it move? 3. Dissipative rituals, advanced. Action. Design daily rituals that disrupt routine, e.g., walking a new path, meditating on complexity. Reflection. Note shifts in perception and engagement with systems. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Term, Lila. Meaning, divine play, the spontaneous, intelligent movement of reality, through which form and complexity emerge without coercion. It is the third factor in emergent systems, beyond attraction and repulsion, where structure and chaos dance as one. 3 appreciative questions. Start. What would it look like if I approached the system with curiosity rather than control?
Middle searing.
How am I resisting the play of reality in my leadership, and what would shift if I surrendered to it?
End.
If your leadership were a river, How would it flow, and what obstacles would it dance around with grace? The body, Lila, the intelligence of play. Leadership is not about imposing a vision or controlling outcomes. It is about aligning with the deeper intelligence of systems, what we call Lila, divine play. Lila is the fun within evolutionary intelligence, the third factor in emergent systems beyond attraction and repulsion. It is the real mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction, but it is not about manifesting desires. Rather, it is about moving with the current of reality, clearing apertures through which healing and transformation naturally flow. Every tradition, every system, is a mirror of what we already are. The work is not about becoming something new, but about clearing the apertures, those spaces within ourselves and our systems where the cosmic and the ridiculous become one. Okay, I am writing chapter 5 for a book titled Transformational Leadership Development, Developing Leaders Who Transform Systems. The chapter is called Chapter 5, but it needs to stand alone as a whole on while also fitting into the larger book. The theme revolves around Lila, divine play, and evolutionary intelligence. First, I need to structure this chapter according to the given movements. Let's break it down. 1. Tuning fork, a haiku and a profound quote. 2. Parable, a story that teaches without asserting.
3. Structure et technique, simple, scalable practice.
4. Luminous definition, a gold box definition. 5. 3 appreciative questions, one at the start, a searing one in the middle, and one at the end. 6. The body, the actual teaching centered on Lila. 7. 7 second sentences, aphorisms or key takeaways. 8. 3 exercises, building in strength over time, accessible to advanced. 9. Citations, real sources with placeholders for needed citations. Step 1. Tuning fork. I need a life-uplifting haiku and a profound quote. The haiku should capture the essence of Lila, divine play. Maybe something about water or movement, since water is mentioned as the medium. For the quote, perhaps something from a philosopher or scientist who talks about play or complexity. Haiku. Water dances lightly, reflecting sky and earth below. Play weaves the unseen.
Good.
I recall that Friedrich Nietzsche said something about playing with the world like a child, but I'm not sure of the exact wording. Maybe I can use a more modern or relevant quote. Alternatively, perhaps something from the field of complexity science or systems theory. Let me think. Play is the highest form of intelligence. That sounds good, but I'm not sure who said it. Maybe I'll attribute it to a fictional character for now and mark citation needed. But since I can't fabricate citations, perhaps I should choose a quote where the attribution is clear or use one from a known source in complexity science. How about this? Reality is a dynamic network of mutual causation, and play is its language. Author needed. Alternatively, perhaps a quote from a systems theorist like Stafford Beer or Umberto Maturana. But I'm not sure of exact quotes, so maybe I'll use a paraphrase with attribution. Let me try this.
What?
Play is the realm where the possible becomes actual. Citation needed. Source on play and possibility. But since I can't fabricate citations, perhaps it's better to say something like, as suggested in complexity science. Or leave a placeholder for now. For now, I'll proceed with.
What?
Play is the realm where the possible becomes actual. Step 2. Parable. I need a story that carries the teaching without asserting it. It should illustrate Lila, divine play, and how it manifests in leadership or systems. Perhaps a story about a river and its journey, showing how it shapes itself through play, or a story about a leader who learns to dance with complexity rather than fight it. Parable idea. The river's dance. In a lush valley, there was a river that flowed with purpose yet without haste. It knew its destination, the sea, but it never rushed.
Instead, it danced.
It swirled and eddied, creating pools where life flourished, carving paths through stone with patience. One day, a young leader came to the river, seeking wisdom. How do you achieve your goal without striving? They asked. The river replied, I do not strive. I simply am. I play with the earth and sky, and in that play, my path emerges. The leader watched as the river bent around obstacles, sometimes gently, sometimes forcefully, but always with grace. They realized then that true leadership was not about control, but about dancing, about playing with complexity, letting form emerge for movement. But I need to make sure it doesn't assert the teaching directly. It should be subtle and let the reader infer. Let me refine it. Parable: The River's Dance. A young leader stood at the edge of a river, watching its flow. How do you move toward your destination with such ease? They asked. The river did not answer in words. Instead, it showed them its path, how it swirled around stones, how it deepened where the earth was soft, how it sang as it tumbled over falls. It played with the land, shaping itself and being shaped in return. The leader watched for days. They saw how the river did not resist obstacles, but flowed around them, creating new paths. They learned that play was not frivolity, but a deep intelligence, a way of navigating complexity without force. When they finally spoke, it was to themselves, "I have been trying to lead with rigidity. Perhaps I should dance instead. This feels better. It shows rather than tells." Step 3. Structure and technique. Simple, universal practices that scale over time. These should be actionable and related to Lila or play-in systems. Perhaps. 1. Playful mapping. Start by mapping a system, e.g., an organization, not with rigid structure but with playful sketches, allowing patterns to emerge naturally. 2. Resonance reflections. Regular reflections where one asks, "Where am I playing fully?" and adjusts based on what feels resonant. 3. Dissipative rituals. Small rituals like daily 5-minute walks or journaling that disrupt routine and allow new patterns to form. But I need to ensure these are scalable over time, from beginner to advanced. Let me think of 3 techniques. 1. Playful mapping, beginner. Draw a system, e.g., an organization, as if it were a landscape, using colors, shapes, and textures to represent different elements. Focus on the process rather than the outcome. Let patterns emerge naturally. 2. Resonance reflections, intermediate. Weekly reflections where you ask, "Where am I playing fully in this system? Where do I feel stuck?" Use prompts like, "What would my system look like if it were a living organism?" to shift perspective. 3. Dissipative rituals, advanced. Design small, daily rituals that disrupt usual patterns, e.g., walking a different route, meditating on complexity. These rituals should create space for new attractions or patterns to emerge without force. Step 4. Luminous definition. A gold box definition. The term here could be Lila or something related to divine play. Luminous definition.
Term Lila.
Meaning, divine play, the spontaneous, intelligent movement of reality through which form and complexity emerge without coercion. It is the third factor in emergent systems, beyond attraction and repulsion, where structure and chaos dance as one. Step 5. 3 appreciative questions. 1 at the start, a searing middle question, and 1 to end. Start. What would it look like if I approached this system with curiosity rather than control? Middle searing. How am I resisting the play of reality in my leadership, and what would shift if I surrendered to it? End. If your leadership were a river, how would it flow, and what obstacles would it dance around with grace? Step 6. The body. The actual teaching centered on Lila. This should tie together the other elements and delve deeper into evolutionary intelligence, healing as a property of reality, and the role of play in systems. Title for this section, Lila, The Intelligence of Play. Here I'll weave in the idea that healing is not an act of the self, but a property of reality moving through cleared apertures. Every tradition mirrors what we already are. The work is clearing apertures. Align with complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, attractors. Voice should be rigorous, architectural, and warm yet humble. Let me draft this. Lila, the intelligence of play. Leadership is not about imposing a vision or controlling outcomes. It is about aligning with the deeper intelligence of systems, what we call Lila, divine play. Lila is the fun within evolutionary intelligence, the third factor in emergent systems beyond attraction and repulsion. It is the real mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction, but it is not about manifesting desires. Rather, it is about moving with the current of reality, clearing apertures through which healing and transformation naturally flow. Every tradition, every system, is a mirror of what we already are. The work is not about becoming something new, but about clearing the apertures, those spaces within ourselves and our systems where the cosmic and the ridiculous become one size. This is not chaos. It is play, a rigorous architecture of self-organization where dissipative structures give rise to new forms without force. As Emmanuel Santa Anna might say, here is the map. The map is not fixed. It is a living system, developmental, always in process. To walk this map is to engage with complexity, not to tame it, but to dance with it, to find joy in the swirl of self-organization. Lila asks us to see leadership as a play, where the leader is both the player and the playground. It is not about domination, but about resonance, about finding our place within the larger rhythm of things. When we clear apertures, whether through mindfulness, ritual, or simply allowing space for emergence, we open ourselves to this play. But why does this matter in leadership? Because systems, like rivers, do not respond to force, but to flow. They shape themselves around obstacles with grace, creating pools where life flourishes. The same is true for organizations and communities. When leaders align with Lila, they stop trying to control and start playing. Their systems respond with creativity, resilience, and growth. Yet this is not a call to passivity. It is a call to rigorous action, to the architectural precision of play. It requires humility, recognizing that we do not know the outcome, but trust in the intelligence of the system. It requires courage, to step into the unknown without the safety net of rigid plans. And it requires joy, for play is where the possible becomes actual. So how do we practice Lila? How do we clear apertures and dance with complexity? Step 7, 7 7-second sentences. Aphorisms or key takeaways, 7 in number, each about 7 seconds to read aloud. Let me try to craft these. 1, play is the language of reality. 2, healing moves through cleared apertures, not acts of will. 3, every tradition mirrors what you already know. 4, leadership is clearing space for emergence, not imposing order. 5, the river does not rush. It dances around obstacles with grace. 6, Lila is the fun within evolutionary intelligence. Align with it. 7, humility is the architecture of play. Step 8, 3 exercises. Building in strength from accessible to advanced. 1, beginner, playful mapping. Action, take a sheet of paper and draw your current system, e.g., team, organization, as if it were a landscape. Use colors, shapes, and textures to represent different elements. Reflection. Where do you see swirls or eddies in your drawing? What might they suggest about the system's natural tendencies? Purpose. To shift from rigid thinking to seeing patterns emerge playfully. 2. Intermediate. Resonance reflections. Action. Once a week, set aside 10 minutes to reflect on 2 questions. 1. Where am I playing fully in this system? 2. Where do I feel stuck or resistant? Use prompts like, if my system were a living organism, how would it move? Or what would happen if I approached this challenge with curiosity rather than control? Purpose, to develop the habit of checking in with Lila and adjusting based on resonance. 3, advanced, dissipative rituals. Action, design a daily ritual that disrupts your usual patterns, e.g., walking a different route, meditating for 5 minutes while focusing on complexity, journaling about how you're showing up in systems. Reflection, after a week, note any shifts in how you perceive or engage with systems. Are you more attuned to play? Do obstacles feel like invitations to dance rather than barriers? Purpose: to deepen your alignment with Lila by creating space for new patterns to emerge without force. Step 9, citations. I need real sources where possible and placeholders for needed citations. For now, I'll mark where citations are needed. Citations. The concept of cleared apertures may draw from systems theory or phenomenology. Citation needed. References to self-organization, dissipative structures, and autopoiesis should come from complexity science, e.g., Prigogine, Maturana, Varela. Citation needed. Complexity science sources. The idea of Lila as divine play may have roots in Advaita Vedanta or other traditions. Citation needed. Source on Lila. Umberto Maturana's work on autopoiesis and Stafford Beer's living systems theory could provide a framework for the architectural aspect. Citation needed. Maturana, Beer. Now, let me assemble all these elements into the chapter.
Chapter 5.
Tuning Fork. Haiku. Water dances lightly, reflecting sky and earth below. Play weaves the unseen.
What?
Play is the realm where the possible becomes actual. Parable. The river's dance. A young leader stood at the edge of a river, watching its flow. How do you move toward your destination with such ease? They asked. The river did not answer in words. Instead, it showed them its path, how it swirled around stones, how it deepened where the earth was soft, how it sang as it tumbled over falls. It played with the land, shaping itself and being shaped in return. The leader watched for days. They saw how the river did not resist obstacles, but flowed around them, creating new paths. They learned that play was not frivolity, but a deep intelligence, a way of navigating complexity without force. When they finally spoke, it was to themselves. I've been trying to lead with rigidity. Perhaps I should dance instead.
Structure et technique.
Lila invites us to engage with systems in three scalable practices. 1. Playful mapping, beginner. Action. Draw your system, e.g., team or organization, as a landscape, using colors and textures to represent different elements. Reflection. Identify swirls or eddies, where patterns naturally emerge. 2. Resonance reflections, intermediate. Action. Weekly reflections on where you are playing fully and where you feel stuck. Prompt. If my system were a living organism, how would it move? 3. Dissipative rituals, advanced. Action. Design daily rituals that disrupt routine, e.g., walking a new path, meditating on complexity. Reflection. Note shifts in perception and engagement with systems. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Term, Lila. Meaning, divine play, the spontaneous, intelligent movement of reality through which form and complexity emerge without coercion. It is the third factor in emergent systems, beyond attraction and repulsion, where structure and chaos dance as one. 3 appreciative questions. Start. What would it look like if I approached this system with curiosity rather than control? Middle searing. How am I resisting the play of reality in my leadership, and what would shift if I surrendered to it?
End.
If your leadership were a river, how would it flow, and what obstacles would it dance around with grace? The body, Lila, the intelligence of play. Leadership is not about imposing a vision or controlling outcomes. It is about aligning with the deeper intelligence of systems, what we call Lila, divine play. Lila is the fun within evolutionary intelligence, the third factor in emergent systems beyond attraction and repulsion. It is the real mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction, but it is not about manifesting desires. Rather, it is about moving with the current of reality, clearing apertures through which healing and transformation naturally flow. Every tradition, every system, is a mirror of what we already are. The work is not about becoming something new, but about clearing the apertures, those spaces within ourselves and our systems where the cosmic and the ridiculous become one size. This is not chaos. It is play, A rigorous architecture of self-organization where dissipative structures give rise to new forms without force. As Emmanuel Santa Anna might say, here is the map. The map is not fixed. It is a living system, developmental, always in process. To walk this map is to engage with complexity, not to tame it, but to dance with it, to find joy in the swirl of self-organization. Lila asks us to see leadership as a play, where the leader is both the player and the playground. It is not about domination, but about resonance, about finding our place within the larger rhythm of things. When we clear apertures, whether through mindfulness, ritual, or simply allowing space for emergence, we open ourselves to this play. Yet this is not a call to passivity. It is a call to rigorous action, to the architectural precision of play. It requires humility, recognizing that we do not know the outcome, but trust in the intelligence of the system. It requires courage, to step into the unknown without the safety net of rigid plans. And it requires joy, for play is where the possible becomes actual. So, how do we practice Lila? How do we clear apertures and dance with complexity? 7 7-second sentences. 1. Play is the language of reality. 2. Healing moves through cleared apertures, not acts of will. 3. Every tradition mirrors what you already know. 4. Leadership is clearing space for emergence, not imposing order. 5. The river does not rush. It dances around obstacles with grace. 6. Lila is the fun within evolutionary intelligence align with it. 7. Humility is the architecture of play. 3 exercises. 1. Beginner, playful mapping. Action. Draw your system as a landscape using colors and textures. Reflection. Identify natural patterns or swirls. 2. Intermediate, resonance reflections. Action. Weekly reflections on playfulness and resistance in your system. Prompt. If my system were alive, how would it move? 3. Advanced, dissipative rituals. Action. Daily rituals that disrupt routine, e.g., new walking path, meditation. Reflection. Observe shifts in perception and engagement. Citations. Citation needed. Source on cleared apertures. Citation needed. Complexity science sources for self-organization, dissipative structures. Citation needed. Source on Lila as divine play. Citation needed. Maturana and Beer on autopoiesis and living systems theory. This chapter stands alone as a holon while fitting into the broader book. It centers on Lila, divine play, as the mechanism behind transformational leadership, blending rigor with warmth, architecture with humility. Now, I need to ensure that the voice is rigorous yet warm, architectural, but not glib about pain. The structure should feel cohesive, moving from haiku and quote to deep teaching and exercises, ending with citations where needed. Let me review and refine if necessary. Review. Tuning fork. Strong start with haiku and quote. Parable. Subtle teaching through story. Structure and technique. Clear, scalable practices. Luminous definition. Defines Lila clearly. Appreciative questions. Good range from gentle to searing to reflective. The body. Deep dive into Lila with voice that is architectural yet warm. 7 second sentences. Pithy and memorable. Exercises. Progressively deeper, from accessible to advanced. Citations. Placeholders are clear. I think this works well. I'll now format it properly with markdown headings and ensure it flows smoothly. Chapter 6. Tuning fork. Haiku. Waves shaped by the sea. Leaders rise like tides unseen. Systems dance, transform.
Good.
When we cease to understand the world, we begin to see it whole. David Bohm, citation needed. Verify exact wording and source. Parable, the orchard and the gardener. In an ancient orchard, there lived a gardener named Elias. He tended to the trees with care, pruning branches, watering roots, and nurturing the soil. The orchard was lush, producing fruit in abundance, But Elias noticed that some trees bore more fruit than others, and their branches were always swaying gently in the wind. One day, a traveler passed through the orchard and remarked, "Your trees dance with life, Elias. Have you noticed how they move as if playing? They bend, stretch, and twist not just to catch sunlight, but because they are alive, responding to the world around them." Elias pondered this for days. He had always seen his work as one of control, pruning here, supporting there, ensuring the trees grew straight and strong. But the traveler's words stuck with him. What if the trees weren't just growing but playing? What if their movement wasn't just a response to wind or growth, but an expression of joy in existence? Elias began to change his approach. Instead of focusing solely on shaping the trees, he started to observe them more closely. He noticed how they leaned into the wind, how their branches twirled as if caught in a dance. He saw that the trees with the most vibrant leaves were those that swayed the most, not those that stood rigidly upright. One season, Elias decided to let go even further. He no longer pruned the lower branches of some trees, allowing them to grow wild and twist in whatever way they pleased. He watered and nurtured them, but didn't interfere unless absolutely necessary. The result was astonishing. Those trees bore fruit that was sweeter, their branches formed intricate patterns, and they seemed to hum with energy. The other gardeners in the village whispered, "Elias has gone mad. His trees will soon collapse under their own weight." But Elias paid them no heed. He knew that the orchard had always been a system far more complex than he had realized. The trees weren't just growing, they were communicating, adapting, playing with life itself. Years passed, and the orchard became legendary. People came from far and wide to see the dancing trees. Elias never claimed credit for their transformation. He simply said, "I learned to play with the system, not against it." The lesson wasn't just about trees, it was about leadership. Elias had discovered that true transformation comes when one aligns with the inherent rhythm of a system, not when one imposes order from above. Structure and technique. The gardener's techniques. 1. Observatory silence, accessible. Spend 5 minutes daily in silence, observing a natural system, e.g., trees, water, clouds. Notice how it self-organizes, without intervention. Why? This builds the habit of seeing systems as alive and responsive. 2. Playful pruning, deepening. In your domain, work, community, identify one area where you tend to control or direct. Instead, practice playful pruning. Remove constraints not out of necessity, but to see how the system responds spontaneously. Example, if leading a team, delegate a decision to the group without guiding them toward an outcome. Observe what emerges. Why? This shifts from impositive leadership to one that trusts emergence. 3. Lila mapping advanced. Create a visual map of your system, team, organization, ecosystem, where you note points of playfulness, where the system shows creativity, adaptability, or joy in its processes. How? Use colors or symbols to mark areas where play is natural, e.g., brainstorming sessions, spontaneous collaborations, and where it's suppressed, e.g., rigid hierarchies. Reflect on how expanding these playful zones can lead to innovation. Why? This makes visible the invisible currents of system play. Luminous definition, Lila. Lila, the divine play of the universe, manifest in the spontaneous emergence and self-organization of systems. It is the invisible hand that guides evolution not through force, but through joy, creativity, and the inherent tendency of complex systems to innovate when given space to play. In leadership, aligning with Lila means moving from control to curiosity, from directive action to responsive attunement. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start accessible. Where in your life or work do you already experience the joy of play, even if it's small, like doodling during a meeting or brainstorming without rules? 2. Middle searing. What would happen if you treated your most challenging system, team, project, community, not as something to be controlled, but as a living organism that responds to curiosity and playfulness? What fears arise when you imagine this? 3. And reflective. If Lila, the divine play of systems, were a language you spoke fluently, how would your leadership sound differently? The body, Lila, the hidden mechanism of transformational leadership. Transformational leadership isn't about charisma or vision alone. It's about aligning with the deeper currents of reality. At its core lies Lila, the divine play that underpins all evolutionary intelligence. This isn't just metaphor. It's a property of complex systems, observable in nature and society alike. Complexity science as a lens. Modern complexity science, with concepts like self-organization, dissipative structures, and attractors, offers a map for understanding Lila. Just as a forest doesn't need a central controller to thrive, it emerges from countless interactions. Transformational leaders learn to play within systems rather than impose order from above. Self-organization, systems, organizations, teams, ecosystems, naturally evolve towards stable yet dynamic patterns, attractors. Leadership's role is not to force direction, but to create conditions where these patterns emerge healthily. Dissipative structures, highly ordered systems like a thriving team, persist by constantly exchanging energy and information with their environment. Leaders who prune or remove outdated structures, even if painful, allow for renewal. Autopoiesis, systems that produce and reproduce themselves, e.g., cultures, teams, do so through self-generating processes. Leadership here is less about direction and more about nurturing these generative loops. Lila in action. Lila isn't just theoretical, it's practical. Consider how a leader who invites playfulness into meetings, e.g., let's brainstorm absurd ideas first, taps into the system's creative attractor. A team that faces adversity with curiosity rather than fear accesses its autopoietic resilience. An organization that adapts to change without rigid top-down control aligns with dissipative structures, emerging stronger. The pain of Lila. Aligning with Lila isn't always joyful. It requires 1. Humility, admitting you don't control the system's outcome, only its conditions. 2. Courage, trusting emergence even when it feels chaotic. 3. Chapter 7. Tuning fork. Haiku. Autumn wind whispers. A leaf dances on its own. Systems learn through play.
Profond quote.
The universe is not required to be in perfect harmony with human ambition. Citation needed. Verify source for this idea. Parable. The river and the stone. Once, there was a river that flowed through a valley, always adjusting its course around the stones and boulders it encountered. One day, a wise old stone, who had been part of the riverbank for centuries, observed the river's path one too many times, complaining about how it should flow more efficiently, less wastingly around obstacles. The river replied, "But that is my play. I do not resist. I shape myself around what is. And in my shaping, I carve new paths for life to thrive." The stone, puzzled, asked, "But where is the purpose? Why not a straight line?" The river laughed, a sound like pebbles skimming. "Purpose is in the dance, not the destination. Watch. When I rush, I erode. When I play, I create." Time passed, and the stone saw how fish darted through the river's playful bends, how plants grew lush where water swirled, and how even the birds rested on branches shaped by the river's meandering. The stone realized it had been trying to impose order, but life flourished in chaos, in the space between resistance and surrender. Structure and technique. Universal practices for transformational leaders. 1. Reflective listening circles. Gather a small group, 3 to 5 people, to share insights on system dynamics. Each person speaks for 2 minutes without interruption, then the group reflects collectively on patterns or attractors in the conversation. Scalability. Start with weekly sessions. Deepen by mapping these reflections onto larger systems, e.g., organizations. 2. Aperture clearing ritual. A daily practice of identifying and releasing one mental, emotional, or systemic blockage, e.g., a limiting belief, bureaucratic inertia. Use prompts like, where am I resisting the flow of this system? Scalability. Pair with systems mapping exercises to identify larger scale apertures. 3. Playful prototyping. Leaders design small experiments, e.g., new meeting structures, cross-departmental projects, without attachment to outcomes. Reflect afterward. What did the system teach us that we didn't expect? Scalability. Use insights from prototyping to inform larger-scale transformations. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Term. Emergent intelligence. Meaning. The spontaneous, adaptive intelligence that arises in systems when apertures are cleared, allowing information, energy, or meaning to flow without resistance. It is not controlled by any single agent, but emerges from the interplay of components, e.g., teams, ecosystems. Think of it as the Lila of systems, playful, creative, and inherently transformative. 3 appreciative questions.
1. Start.
Where in your life or leadership is there a system that feels stuck? What if its stagnation isn't a problem to solve, but an invitation to play? 2. Middle searing. Are you clinging to control, or are you dancing with the currents of emergence? Which will serve your system more, your rigidity or its fluidity? 3. End. What small aperture can you clear today that might allow Lila, divine play, to reweave this system in unexpected ways? The body, centered on Lila. Lila as the mechanism of transformation. Lila is not a metaphor. It is the actual mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction. It is the third factor in emergent systems, the playful intelligence that self-organization dances with. Healing, then, is not an act of the will but a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures, spaces where resistance dissolves and complexity thrives. Consider attractors in dynamical systems, points toward which a system naturally gravitates when given enough freedom. In human systems, teams, organizations, these are often invisible until we clear the apertures, those mental, emotional, or structural blockages that obscure them. When apertures are clear, Lila emerges, the spontaneous, joyful rearrangement of elements into new forms that serve life more fully. This is not magic, it is science. Complexity science tells us that systems at the edge of chaos, dissipative structures, generate novelty through autopoiesis, their own self-creation. Leaders who align with this process do not lead, in the traditional sense, but act as catalysts, clearing apertures so that the system's inherent intelligence can shine through. Why play? The cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size when viewed from the place before form, as Lila suggests. Play is how systems explore possibilities without attachment to outcomes. It is how evolution works, through trial, error, and the joyful persistence of forms that fit their environment. Leaders who embrace play model this for their teams, creating cultures where innovation emerges naturally. The humility of Lila. This is not about charisma or visionary leadership alone. It is about humility, recognizing that your role is to clear apertures, not to dictate the path. Pain, frustration, conflict arises when systems are forced into forms that don't align with their true attractors. Warmth and rigor mean acknowledging this pain while refusing to let it harden into control. Example, the transformational leader. A leader in a struggling nonprofit might see inefficiencies and want to fix them. But Lila invites them instead to ask, what would this system look like if it were healthy? What is already emerging that I'm missing? They clear apertures, e.g., decision-making bottlenecks, and trust the system's playfulness to reveal solutions. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Apertures cleared. Lila flows. 2. Play is how systems learn. 3. Healing is not an act. It is a property. 4. Leaders clear space, not answers. 5. The cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size. 6. Pain is resistance. Surrender is flow. 7. Transformational leadership is aperture clearing in motion. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible, the aperture scan. Duration, 10 minutes. Practice. Close your eyes and imagine a system you're part of, e.g., a team, family. Notice where there's tension or stagnation. Ask, what aperture is being blocked here? Jot down one insight. Why it works. Trains attention on systemic blockages rather than symptoms. 2. Deepening. Playful prototyping. Duration, 30 to 60 minutes, weekly. Practice. Design a small experiment, e.g., let's try a new meeting format for 1 month. Observe outcomes without attachment to success or failure. Reflect. What did we learn that surprised us? Why it works. Builds trust in emergence and reduces fear of experimentation. 3. Advanced. Systemic Lila mapping. Duration, 2 hours monthly. Practice. A. Map the major components of your system, e.g., roles, processes, power dynamics. B. Identify potential attractors, desired future states. C. Ask, what apertures need clearing to align with these attractors? D. Design a 90-day campaign to clear one aperture. Why it works. Integrates complexity science into leadership practice. Citations. The quote about the universe not being in perfect harmony with human ambition is likely inspired by thinkers like Stuart Kaufman or Fritjof Capra. Citation needed. Verify source for this idea. The concept of attractors comes from dynamical systems theory, particularly the work of Edward Lorenz and later applied to complexity science. Autopoiesis is a term coined by biologists Umberto Maturana and Francisco Varela in Autopoiesis and Cognition, 1980. Dissipative structures are discussed in Ilya Prigogine's work on thermodynamics, particularly in From Being to Becoming, 1980, with Isabel Stengers. This chapter is designed to stand alone as a complete unit while also fitting into the broader narrative of transformational leadership. It balances rigor and warmth, integrating complexity science with practical exercises and reflective questions. The parable grounds abstract concepts in a relatable story, while the luminous definition provides clarity on key terms. Citations are noted where sources need verification or addition. Let me review this for coherence and completeness. Does it address transformational leadership? Yes, through the lens of Lila and aperture clearing. Is it rigorous but not glib about pain? I think so. The parable acknowledges struggle without preaching. Does it align with complexity science? The references to autopoiesis, dissipative structures, and attractors do that. Are the exercises progressive? Yes. Aperture scan, accessible. Playful prototyping, deepening. Systemic Lila mapping, advanced. Are the 7-second sentences memorable? I think so. They're concise and provocative. Is the parable effective? It's a classic river and stone metaphor, which works well for illustrating emergence. I believe this meets the requirements. Now, I'll format it neatly in Markdown with LaTeX where needed, though there isn't much math here. Here is the final version of Chapter 7. Markdown. Chapter 7. Tuning Fork. Haiku. Autumn wind whispers. A leaf dances on its own. Systems learn through play.
Profond quote.
The universe is not required to be in perfect harmony with human ambition. Citation needed. Verify source for this idea. Parable. The river and the stone. Once, there was a river that flowed through a valley, always adjusting its course around the stones and boulders it encountered. One day, a wise old stone, who had been part of the riverbank for centuries, observed the river's path one too many times, complaining about how it should flow more efficiently, less wastingly around obstacles. The river replied, "But that is my play. I do not resist. I shape myself around what is. And in my shaping, I carve new paths for life to thrive." The stone, puzzled, asked, "But where is the purpose? Why not a straight line?" The river laughed, a sound like pebble skimming. "Purpose is in the dance. not the destination. Watch. When I rush, I erode. When I play, I create. Time passed, and the stones saw how fish darted through the river's playful bends, how plants grew lush where water swirled, and how even the birds rested on branches shaped by the river's meandering. The stone realized it had been trying to impose order, but life flourished in chaos, in the space between resistance and surrender. Structure and tech.